Sometimes I feel this crazy inspiration when I see houses flicker backlit against the slightly sinking sensation of a sun sunk low. For I've seen a town where twilight flows unhindered through the walls of people's homes, leaving a silhouette montage upon the open hearts of those who would pause to witness truth unfold. And while our houses are made of stone, well, theirs are made of paper. So that when the sun goes down, the entire town looks transparent and everyone's got nowhere to hide. And so the streets quickly fill with the sounds of secrets not sold but shared. Like if I hold myself up to this light bright enough, I wouldn't have to shed these layers to see what my barriers hold. And it's not every town that's built of these carefully folded pages. But the citizens of any place can experience this ageless wisdom. That before the sun almighty, all our shadows look remarkably similar, and we could wax relentless about our specific differences, but with a shift of the light or a passing cloud, they may change or vanish in an instant, and so it seems that this individuality is an optical illusion. A trick of the light to be enjoyed in its holy yet momentary confusion, and so sit back, look up, and enjoy the sun as it's setting. For this is the time that Mother set aside to notice what we've been given. We are children of the darkness, and we're reflections of the sun. And we'll play this game of separation until we choose to be undone. Now, I've seen this origami town once or twice in my dreams, but there are those that have spent lifetimes trying to track it along the seams of its well-sown reputation, carefully tracing whispered themes of huts with walls sown of 100,000 pages, filled with the thoughts of faceless sages. But now one appears in my nightly visions who claims to be a citizen of that frantically sought city. And with sun-soaked eyes, like a laughing goddess conduit, she explains, "The secret's got less to do with the paper and more to do with the light that shines through it." And so I sit. Sometimes, as night and day combine into that dusken glow in the west, and I think, should I ever happen upon that city again, at about this time of night, I'd wait until just the right moment, and then, without any hesitation, I'd open my mouth and inhale that slightly sinking sensation of a sun sunk low. And although a little frightened, I'd swallow it whole. My abdomen home, for God's reunited. We are children of the darkness, and we're reflections of the sun, and we'll play this game of separation until we choose to be as one.